the Wake Up Show. Hey, Beachwood, wake up, rise and shine. Highland Heights, you too. Come on, wake up, get going. Mayfield, start your day right here on Integrity Radio WINT with me, Steve.
And Linda.
Coming up on 7:49 in the morning. Temperature, Brian, what, 30, 31?
31
That's
still
about it for the day.
Feels like about 22 or so there.
That's about where we're going to stay. Going to bounce around right around the low 30s, right around the freezing mark. On and off snow showers, no significant accumulation expected. Going to continue overnight. Temperature's going to dip to 20. Wind chill make it feel like 4. And tomorrow we're going to struggle to get close to 30. Let's say 29 for our high with a snow shower in the morning. Then the warming trend starts on Friday up to 44 degrees. Saturday looking good. Right around 60 degrees, plenty of sunshine, a little breezy, perfect spring day. Get those Christmas decorations down.
Oh, my gosh, we look like we have a drive-by shooting in our front yard. All the statues, Santa, snowmen, nativity, they're all...
Well, they're coming down this weekend. I know what's on my honey-do list.
Yeah.
Sunday going to look good, too, 55 degrees.
What am I around for next
year?
Clouds. Yeah.
All right. Let's go to our WINT live line right now and focus on on recovery and addiction.
Yes.
The Lake Geauga Recovery Centers are a really important agency here in our WINT listening area. And Takesha Morgan is a prevention specialist with the Lake Geauga Recovery Centers. And we're going to talk about things like problem gambling. Good morning, Takesha.
Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit, first of all, about the Lake Geauga Recovery Center. For people who aren't familiar with us, give us a 30-second synopsis of the organization.
Well, Lake Geauga Recovery Centers is a private, nonprofit agency, and they've been providing services to the community in Lake and Geauga since 1971. And the center provides a wide range of services for adults whose lives have been affected either by their own or their loved ones, use of alcohol or other drugs, or by mental illness.
All right, and one of the things that you focus on is something that we see commercials for, especially when you see a gambling commercial, and that's addiction or problem gambling. How do you know when somebody has, or you yourself may have, a problem with gambling? What are the signs?
Well, with problem gambling, you want to be sure to look out for those warning signs and making sure you're being responsible. So those warning signs could be secrecy over your money or finances, a new desire to control household finances, overdue or unpaid bills, if you or someone is having unexplained loans or cash advances, asking friends and family for money and having a lack of money, despite the same income and expenses when you see missing jewelry, cash, or valuables. You see unexplained cash, dwindling savings, or even missing bank statements.
So let's talk a little bit about the actual treatment options that are available at the Lake Geauga Recovery Centers. How do you begin to help someone?
Well, we have an intake service here, and currently in March, annually it's Problem Gambling Awareness Month. And all of our services come through the Lake County Adams Board, where we're able to provide these services and many other services to those dealing with gambling problems. And all of the gambling addiction services are actually free for gamblers and their loved ones.
So if somebody recognized this problem, or it's been ongoing already in their life, and they wanted to use your services, is this something that they can just walk into the Lake Geauga Recovery Center itself, or do they need a referral through their doctor?
No, they can just come in. If they either want to have education to learn more about problem gambling or disorder gambling, if they feel like they need treatment, we also offer an assessment for those to take. It's a brief assessment to kind of see if they have any type of problems. They'll meet with the counselor, and then they can take a longer assessment to determine on the spectrum if they have a major problem or a mild severe problem with gambling. And then we also have resources for their loved ones who may have some type of difficulty with living and dealing with these problems of their problem gambler.
So do you have different locations for all of these different support services? Because it is immensely important for anyone struggling with any type of addiction that you when you're going through that, to go back to an environment that is supportive of you to help encourage you to overcome what that addiction is. Do you have different neighborhood areas that people can go to for some of these support services?
Yes, we have three main locations, one in Chardon, one in Mentor, and one in Painesville.
Oh, perfect. Covering all the main areas.
Now, tell us about this campaign, the Be Part of a 95% campaign. What's that all about?
The Be the 95% campaign is basically a statistic that came from the Ohio Mental Health Addiction Services. And basically what it says is that 95% of the people in Ohio who choose to gamble do not have a problem. So basically, be the 95%. Be those who do not have a problem. However, the statistic is that 5% of those who decide to gamble do have a problem with gambling. However, that is a low percentage, but that is kind of a bigger number as aspect of our population size in Ohio.
Hmm. So can someone who has a problem with gambling, serious problem, ever recover to the point of being able to walk into a casino and put down $20 and walk out, or is it kind of like
being
an alcoholic?
Right, where
you can't take one drink generally because, as the saying goes, you fall off the wagon and you usually end up on a binge.
Yes, it's usually similar. They have a lot of similarities between problem gambling and chemical dependency because you start to have that obsession with either if you're a chemical dependent addiction, ingesting or obtaining that drug and alcohol. Same thing with a problem gambler, that preoccupation or obsession with obtaining that money and time to gamble. So the recovery time actually could be a little bit longer than those with chemical dependency because you have a lot of time to try to get back and fix your finances or those that you've affected, whether it's your spouse or family. So recovery time can take a little bit longer than chemical dependency.
So where can people get resources and information about this to help themselves or help someone close to them?
Well, you can either visit the National Problem Gambling Awareness site, .org for Ohio, or you can visit our website, www.lgrc.us, or call us at 1-440-255-0678.
Give us that phone number again.
1-440-255-0678.
And give us the locations of the Lake Geauga Recovery Centers.
Well, our main address is 9083 Mentor Avenue, Mentor, Ohio. And then our Painesville office, 134 South St. Clair Street in Painesville, Ohio. And then our Chardon office is 209 Center Street in Unit E, and that's in Chardon, Ohio.
So people can just walk in without an appointment, and they can begin the process of recovery.
Yes.
All right. Or check out the website. If you or maybe a family member, a friend, someone close to you, you suspect may have a problem and really doesn't know how to begin the process of recovery, that website is lgrc.us.
Yep, help a friend.
Stands for Lake Geauga Recovery Centers. Takesha Morgan, Prevention Specialist, thanks for dropping by today.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Great organization to have here in Lake
and it's
Geauga
local.
County.
You don't have to go far. That's what I loved about those like three different locations, you know, in our area. That's awesome.
All right.
Convenient for you.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphries. You're listening to Integrity Radio, WINT 1330 AM and 101.5 FM, Willoughby, Cleveland.